8 is the number that is associated with the future. That in the future, as the Gemara says, that in the future the harp of Mashiach will have 8 strings. Mashiach will introduce us to the world of 8. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of 8. Lamaila Menateva, Bris Milah. Shmini is associated with the Shar HaNun. The Shar HaNun, all the Sfarim tell us that the Shar HaNun, which is the 50th gate, of wisdom, which a person reaches only after going through the 49 gates, the Memtes Sha'orim, which is in this world, a person is Zaycha to the Shar HaNun, which the Shar HaNun, the Sfarim tell us, is Amunna. There's a Shar HaNun of Tumah, and there's a Shar HaNun of Kedusha. The Shar HaNun of Kedusha is Amunna. The Shar HaNun of Tumah is Kfira, Apikursus, Minus. Mar Cheshvan is the month of the Akrev. The Akrev is mentioned, cools off, the Akrev's poison freezes. The Akrev is the Tumah, the Klipa of Akrev is the Tumah of Kfira. Like the Dor HaFloga. Yishmael is compared to the Akrev. So says Rabbeinu Bachya in Parashas Vayelech, that Yishmael's mazel is the mazel of Akrev. So it's not a surprise then that we learn about Yishmael in the month of Mar Cheshvan. In Lech Lecha we learn about the birth of Yishmael, his rise, his bris, but in Vayera, his downfall. In Vayera, he's out. Gorei Sha'oma Hazois V'yaz B'no, as Sora says, he must be chased out of here, and then as we'll mention, we'll see later, the Akeda totally disqualifies Yishmael. The goal is to remove the Tumah of Akrev. That's what Mar Cheshvan is. In the month of Mar Cheshvan, every month has a specific mode, a specific goal. And when one says, well, this is Mazel Akrev, so what are we supposed to be like scorpions in this month? What does that mean? How do we relate to Mazel Akrev? The way we relate to Mazel Akrev is by removing it. And when we remove it, the Akrev becomes, as the Bnei Yisoschar writes, Iker Bayis. Akrev is the Oisius Iker Beis. Iker Bayis, Iker Beis HaMikdash. Because as it says in Yalkut in Melachim, the third Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated, and some say even built, in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Why was Mar Cheshvan selected to be the month? Mazel Akrev is the month in which the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which is the Beis HaMikdash HaNitzchi, which is associated with the number 8. Why should Mar Cheshvan be Zoicha to be the month in which the Beis HaMikdash should be built, the Beis HaMikdash should be dedicated? And with that we go to this week's parasha. Ayeira Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. Mefarshim ask, why does the Torah have to tell us that Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre? We know he was there. Why does it have to say that? And Eloinei Mamre is referred to as Chevron. Here it's not called Chevron. Here it's called Eloinei Mamre. Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. We know what Rashi says, because Mamre gave him advice concerning the bris, which is himself a question that all the Mefarshim ask. How could it be that Avraham was in doubt whether he should perform bris milah on himself until he asked Mamre, and Mamre advised him that he should do it. The other two said not. Oner and Eshkol said he shouldn't. Mamre said yes, so in that schus Hashem appears to Avram in Eloinei Mamre. But then we learn about the three malachim. The three malachim in this week's parasha, Michael, Gavriel, Raphael, Vayera Elav Hashem be'Eloinei Mamre is begematria Michael, v'Gavriel, u'Raphael. These three malachim that came, one to deliver the good news that Yitzchak will be born, one to heal Avraham Avinu, and one to destroy Sodom. And then there was also another mission, which there's a machlokes in the Midrashim, who did the fourth mission, because Ein Malach Echad Oseh Shtei Shlichus. Either was Michael, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Michael went to save Lot, the Malach of the Besura, the one who delivers the good news, he's the one who goes to save Lot, as mentioned in previous years, the connection. Rashi says Raphael did it. Raphael, because Rafua and Hatzalah are really one thing. It's not like it's two separate missions. Healing, saving, it's all Hatzalah. So it's one mission. He healed Avraham, and he went to save Lot. The fact that we read about these three malachim and their missions in the month of Mar Cheshvan means that there's a connection between these three malachim, their missions, and what we have to accomplish in Ma'ar Cheshvan. That's what we have to do. We have to do, and we have to be zochet to that which the three malachim did here in this month. The parsha ends with the Akedah. The Akedah is, of course, the greatest nisayon to ha'alikim, nisayas Avraham, the greatest test that's actually referred to as a test. All the others, we know our tests, but the Torah doesn't call them tests. This, the Torah says, is the nisayon, the ha'alikim, nisayas Avraham, where Avraham thinks he's going to slaughter Yitzchak. Where does Hashem tell him to do it? On the Makom HaMikdash. Which is also a question. Why was the Makom HaMikdash chosen to be the place to slaughter Yitzchak? Well, sort of, to think that you have to slaughter Yitzchak there. Which by doing this, as Rashi tells us, Yishmael is disqualified. Yishmael says to Avram Avinu, says to Yitzchak, you had a bris when you were 8 days old, I was 13 years old, so my bris is on a higher level than yours. So says Yitzchak, you're talking about one part of the body, I would give up my entire existence for Hashem, I'm greater than you. And of course Yitzchak does it. So when Yitzchak is willing to do this, that proves that he is the true child of Avraham. That's why the Arabs today, they deny this whole story. They say that's not what happened. They say that Avraham shechted Yishmael, because they know this story disproves all their claims. Kachna es bincha es yechidecha asher hafta es Yitzchak, meaning only Yitzchak is the ben yochid of Avraham, and that's it. Yishmael's out of the picture. And after this story, we find the Torah tells us that the Malach gives Avraham a bracha after this, and he says, Kivorech avarechecha, v'hizvaruchu v'zaracha koil goye he'oretz eikev asher shamata b'koili. Why does the Torah use the word eikev? What does that mean, eikev? How do you listen with a heel? What does eikev mean exactly? Which Mefarshim and Pashas eikev grapple as to what that means. Here there's very little on it, what the eikev is. What is the eikev? Why does the Torah stress that Avraham listened to Hashem with eikev? And then it says Avraham returns to his youth, which means he returns to the two boys, to the two young ones who were waiting at the mountain, Eliezer and Yishmael, and together they go to Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev Avraham be'Be'er Sheva. Why do we have to know that Avraham went to Be'er Sheva for? And Avraham wasn't living in Be'er Sheva, he was living in Hebron. So why did he go to Be'er Sheva? We find later in the next week's parasha that if the Sarah dies, Avraham comes from Be'er Sheva to eulogize Sarah, who was in Hebron. So why did Avraham go to Be'er Sheva? Rashi says she's lo yeshiva mamish, she wasn't really going to settle there, so then why mention it? The Svarim tell us that when Rashi says here that Avraham Avinu was sick, and Hashem came to be mevakeh chola, Hashem comes to visit Avraham Avinu. Levakeh es hachola. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, yom shlishi limilosai hoya, was the third day after the bris. Avraham is in tremendous pain, but he's waiting by the entrance for guests. Svarim tell us that Avraham reached the highest level possible before reaching the Shar HaNun, which is the Memtes She'orim. Avraham Avinu is now ready for the Nun She'orim. He's ready now for the 50th gate. So it's brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. The word Chayla, Ches Vav Lamed He, is Begematria 49. Chaylas Ahava, as it says in Shir HaShirim, lovesick for Hashem. Avraham was lovesick for Hashem. Avraham was on such a high madrega here that all he was thinking about was, how can I reach an even higher level? Vayera Elav Hashem be'Eloinei Mamrei is Begematria Nun She'orim. Avraham wants the Nun She'orim. He wants the Shar HaNun. He wants the highest level that a person can reach. He's a chayla for that level. He's sick for the Shar HaNun. So tell us the Svarim. So Hashem is coming to visit him. Hashem is being Mavaka Chol. Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you the Shar HaNun. You're going to get the Shar HaNun. The Shar HaNun has two parts to it. There's what we call the Pnimius of it, the Chitzonius of it. Pnimius Keser, Chitzonius Keser. And Avraham reaches the outer level here and the inner level by the Akedah. By the Akedah, Avraham reaches the highest level of Emunah. That's the Shar HaNun. The highest level of Emunah possible, that's the Makom HaMikdash. Yerushalayim. That's why the Akedah was in Yerushalayim. The Bris, which is what brought Avraham to the Shar HaNun, was in Chevron. Chevron is Chibur Nun. Connected to Nun. The Chibur of the Shar HaNun. Be'er Sheva is not there. Be'er Sheva is only associated with this world. Be'er Sheva, Sheva is seven. Sheva is Begematria Akrev. Be'er Sheva is associated with this world. Of course, it's one of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a part of Eretz HaKodesh. But Chevron, Yerushalayim are on a higher level. Chevron, Yerushalayim are the cities that are associated with Shemini. They are the cities that are associated with Mashiach. That's why Chevron v'Yerushalayim is b'gematria Mashiach b'miluoy. The word Mashiach, if you spell Mashiach, Mem Mem Shin Yud Nun Yud Vav Dalet Ches Yud Tuf, which is a miluoy of a word, 868, that's equal to Chevron v'Yerushalayim. And we know that those two cities are connected. Maris HaMachpelah is connected to Yerushalayim, Ki Yadua, Chevron and Yerushalayim. Chevron is the Bris, Yerushalayim is the Makom HaMikdash, is the Akedah. Both the Chitzonius of the Shaar HaNun, the Pnimius of the Shaar HaNun, that's where Avraham is leading to, that's where we're holding here. That's where Avraham is holding. But the Akedah obviously is on a high, is higher, it's a much higher level. By the Akedah, Avraham reaches the higher level of Shaar HaNun, which is the Makom HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim, Ati Yadati Ki Yerei Elokim Ata, and there Avram designates that as the spot forever, where Klal Yisrael will constantly travel there, bring Karbonos, Davin. That's the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom of Emuna, the Makom of Avoida, the Makom of the Shaar HaNun. But something else is happening over here. The Torah is not telling us that Hashem appeared to Avram in Chevron. The Torah is telling us that Hashem appeared to Avram be'eloinei mamre. Eloinei mamre also has a negative connotation here. Mamre is from the Lashon mamrim hayisem im Hashem. The Svarim bring down mamrim, rebellious, in the plains of the rebellious. Vayera elav Hashem be'eloinei mamre. Hashem appears to Avram be'eloinei mamre. Even in a mokoyim of Ra, even in a makam of Merida, Avraham brought the Shechina everywhere. Wherever he went, he brought the Shechina. Avraham was Mekadei Shem Shamayim, even in the lowest places, even to the lowest people, the lowest times. Eloi Neim Amrei is Begematria Akrev, which is the mazel of Cheshvan. The mazel of Mar Cheshvan is the lowest mazel. Akrev is a mazel of Ra. That's why it has in it the letters Ra. And a Yid has to remove the Ra from Akrev. And even in Akrev, there's Kedusha. Everything, even in Ra, there's Kedusha. Otherwise, the Ra would not have no Kiyam. Even in Esav, there's Kedusha. Esav's head's buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah. If we remove the Reish Ayin from Akrev, you get Kuf Beis, and that's equal to Emunah. Kuf Beis is Begematria Emunah. With the koyach of Emunah, we are mevatel the Ra from Akrev. With the koyach of Emunah, we are mevatel the klipa of Yishmael. Yishmael is the Akrev. Or, without removing the Reish Ayin, just removing the Reish, brought down, the Svarim bring down that the letter Reish, which is Rosh HaTevis Ra, we're left with Akev. If you remove the Reish from Akrev, you get Akev. What's Akev? Akev, which is the Oisius Kabbalah's oil. Akev means, as the Svarim tell us, serving Hashem with total emuna, no da'as. The Akev is the lowest part of the body. There's no feeling there, there's no knowledge, there's no seichel. The Rosh is the place where the seichel is, the Akev is where one walks. The Akev is the bottom, it's the lowest part of the body where there's absolutely no hargosha, no seichel at all. So why is that a ma'ila? The ma'ila is when a person reaches the highest madrega that he doesn't use his seichel anymore at all. He does whatever Hashem tells him to do, even though it's total, it defies logic totally. That was the madrega that Avram reached. The madrega that Avram reached after the Akedah wasn't seichel. The Akedah made no sense. If he would have used his seichel, he wouldn't have been able to do it. It was hesach hadas, as we mentioned last week. The Gemara says there are three things that come behesach hadas. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there are three things that come spontaneously, that come unexpectedly. One of them is Mashiach, the other is a Metziah, and the third is the Akrev. And last week we mentioned that the way to be mevatel the Akrev is through hesach hadas, by the hesach hadas of Kedusha, which means to do things that are beyond our comprehension, that which defies logic, which is emuna. That's how we mevatel the Akrev. When the Akrev comes, Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is going to bring to Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come by Hesach Hadas. We see in this week's parsha that from the most unexpected place Mashiach comes. From where? From Sodom. Did anyone expect that Sodom be the makom of where the nitzitz of Mashiach is? That's where Benos Lot are. Mitzasi David Avdi, as the Gemara says, Veheichen Mitzasiv b'Sodom, as Shtei Benoi Secha Hanimtzois, says the Pasuk in this week's parasha. Mitzia, that's the Mitzia. The Mitzia, which is the most an unexpected place in Sodom. Sodom is Isaiah Soid Malka, b'Sodom is Soid David Malka, Soid Malchus beis David, b'Sodom. V'hu Yoshev b'Sodom is the Isaiah Soid Malchus beis David. Malchus beis David is rooted in Parshas Vayera. Mashiach is in Parshas Vayera. Vayera is the Parsha of his galus. Vayera means revealed, and he revealed himself. Vayera Elav Hashem v'Iskelilei, revelation. Would one expect to read a parsha which is named Revelation in a month of concealment? Mar Cheshvan is a month of concealment. Akrev is concealment. Akrev is Hester Panim. Yishmael is Hester Panim. Ve'anoichi Haster Aster Panim. Ve'karos Eschem Haro'a Ve'acharis Hayomim. And we know the famous Balaturim that connects that to Ve'karos Shmo Yishmael. Ve'karos Eschem Esharo'a Ve'acharis Hayomim. The time that we're in now, in Acharis Hayomim, Ikvus of the Mashiach, where we experience the Aksa Rapsa, that's Akrev, the Tzorois of Yishmael. Concealment. Hesach Hadas. It doesn't make sense. We don't understand what's going on. We can't understand it. Now it's a puzzle. Eventually it'll be understood. But right now, it's Hester. But from the Hester will come the Hezgalus. Eis tzara hi li Yaakov u'mimena yivashaya. The Yeshua will come from the tzara itself. What we think right now is tzara. Tzara will be in his hapech to ritzei. The oisiyus tzara will become ritzei. Ritzei Hashem alikeinu. Everything will make sense. Dafka mazel akrev. Dafka mar cheshvan, mazel akrev. Akrev becomes ikar bayis. Dafka mar cheshvan, the chodesh of merirus. Mamre, miloshen merirus. That's where Chinuch and Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will take place. Dafka in Sodom, in the lowest and most unexpected of places, that's where Mashiach is. Vayera Elav Hashem, Ve'eloinei Mamre. Eloinei Mamre, B'gematria Akrev. Avram thinks that he's taking Yitzchak to the Akedah. Avram thinks that he's going to be shechting Yitzchak on top of this mountain, which he doesn't know yet that it's the future Mokam HaMikdash. So Avram thinks that the greatest Hester Panim of all time is about to take place, where his son will be killed, the future of Am Yisrael, there is no Am Yisrael, that's it, it's over, this is it. The greatest Hester, Elohim Nisa Es Avram, it's total Hester Panim. Here's where the Beis HaMikdash is being built. Elohim Nisa Es Avram is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash. From the Hester, comes the Ur. Dafka over here, by Yikra Avram, Shem HaMokam, Ahu Hashem Yira Asher Yeomer Hayoim Behar Hashem Yeiro'eh. Also, a lotion of his galus, a lotion of revelation. The revelation is Dafka here in the Mokam HaMikdash, which just a moment before was the greatest place of concealment. Avram is about to slaughter Yitzchak, and in a second, the knife is going to go right there and cut his head off. And right here, Hashem says, Al Tishlach Yodcha El Anahar, and instead he takes the aisle, and we have Akedah Yitzchak and the parish of the Akedah, Ad Hayoim Azeh, which is Matzalos, which is Megan on us. This story, this whole episode, is the future of Am Yisrael. Not that because of this there won't be a future of Am Yisrael. Adarab, this is the future of Am Yisrael. The Zohar says, and the Arachayim quotes it in this week's parasha, that Yitzchak could not have children until the Akedah. Till the Akedah, he was a neshama of nukva, a female neshama, whatever that's supposed to mean, that he's not moiled, he cannot have children. So Avram thinks to himself after the Akedah, could you imagine, had I slaughtered Yitzchak, and I didn't even find him a shidduch, v'ayi achre advarim ha'ela, Rashi says, hirhurei dvarim, ilu haya b'ni shachet, haya haylech b'lai banim, I should have married him off before, could you imagine what would have happened if I would have slaughtered him? Says the Zohar, which the Arachayim quotes, At the time that Avram was about to slaughter Yitzchak, that's when the neshama of Yitzchak flies out, and a new neshama enters him, a neshama of Dechura, a neshama of Zachar, and only then is Yitzchak roi lehoili. Yitzchak becomes fit to have children, dafka by the Akedah. So the Akedah ends up being, instead of being concealment, the Akedah ends up being revelation. The Besura Toiva, the Besaira of Rivka, the Leda of Rivka comes right after the Akedah. Now there's a Bas Zivug, there's a Bas Zug for Yitzchak, because now Yitzchak can have children. And the Haftach of Kibi Yitzchak Yikore Lecho Zora is Mekuyim Dafka over here. Avram Sofik afterwards, because B'Shas Maisa he had no Hirurim, he wasn't thinking at all, total Hesach Hadas. Avraham cleared his mind out of any thoughts, any questions, because the only way you're going to be able to do this is if you don't think. Because if you think, you're not going to be able to do this. Hesach Hadas. Total Emunah, total submission to the Ratzon Hashem. But later, Avram is thinking, afterwards, what happened to the Haftach of Kibi Yitzchak Yikorei Lecho Zora? When Hashem tells him, don't slaughter, that's when Avram started having kashas, when it was over. First you told me, Kibi Yitzchak Yikorei Lecho Zora. Then you say, V'ha'aleihu le'oila. Then you say, Al Tishlach Yaduch El Hanar. So nothing makes any sense over here. And Hashem, of course, explains to him, everything makes sense. There's no stira. Just like right now, in the time we're in now, where we have to deal with a Paras, an Iran, we have to deal with Yishmael, deal with Goygu Magoig. Paras Yishmael Goygu Magoig is B'gematria V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham. That's our Nisayan today. Our Nisayan today is Paras Yishmael Goygu Magoig, lining up together. Akrev, the Akrev of our time. But V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash. Paras Yishmael Goygu Magog is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is going to come. It's going to come from the Hester pun, from the Hester, from the Anoichi Hester Aster Ponai by Yom Hahu. Dafka in Eloinei Mamre, Vayera El of Hashem. Dafka in the, by the Mokum where Avram thinks that there's no future and the Yitzchak is going to be slaughtered, that's where he's told, now we know the Yitzchak is going to have children. And it's not what you think. It's not what we thought. It's not a hester, fakert. It's a gilui. Behar Hashem yeroyah is begematria mazal akrev. Dafka the akrev is nishapech, the ikar bayis. Akrev is begematria ben yishai. Mashiach comes mitoich hahester, from the hester. All metziah is mitoich hahester. Akrev is mitoich hahester. The Gemara says akrev is hesach hadas. Rashi says pisoim. The scorpion attacks suddenly. Mashiach comes suddenly, as the Pasuk says in Malachi. Pisoim yovei ha'odoin. When it's unexpected. Now we're living through the unexpected golus. The golus that's unexpected. No one knows where they're going to strike next. This is the only golus that's unexpected. Hesach hadas. It makes no sense. It defies logic. They're not dealing with logic over here. Even the Nazis, yamach shemam v'zichram, no one's being malamed tzchus on them one bit. But the Nazis were the ticket. They knew what they were doing, meaning they had a plan. There was a whole plan. You knew where they were coming from. You know what's next. They told you what they're going to do. They recorded it. They were so sure they're going to win. There was seichel involved. Yishmael, there's no seichel. It's total hesach hadas. So the way to combat Yishmael is through hesach hadas. The Akedah is the way to fight Yishmael. The Akedah story disqualifies Yishmael. He's no longer considered the Ben Yochid of Avraham Avinu. And what happens by the Akedah and how we emulate Avraham in our time of Nisoyin, in our time of Hester Panim, and serve Hashem behesach hadas, even though we don't understand, that's how we're going to be mevatel Yishmael. That's how we're going to remove the resh from the akrev, and we're going to be zoicha to Ekev. Ekev is ikvisa the Mashiach. Ekev is kabolas oil. Ekev asher shamata bekoili. Avraham reaches the highest level. What's the highest level? Ekev. You would think the highest level is resh. The highest level is Adelo Yada. The highest level is Emuna, Shahanun, Ekev, no Seichel at all. But it's Ekev, it's without the Reish. The Reish of Akrev is removed. But Avram doesn't go back to Chevron, he goes to Be'er Sheva. You would think when Avram reaches such a high level of Emuna, he reaches the Shahanun, either he goes to Chevron or stays in Yerushalayim. Why is he going to Be'er Sheva? Be'er Sheva is, Sheva is this world, is seven. Chevron is Chibur Nun. Starts with a Ches. Chevron is associated with Shemini. That's where there are four couples, eight tzaddikim buried in the Maris of Machpelah, as we'll see in next week's parasha. Yerushalayim is Shemini. Shemini b'milua is b'gematria Yerushalayim. Why is Avram going to Be'er Sheva? But we find before this that Avraham was in Be'er Sheva, which is the land of the Plishtim. The Plishtim are the Leitzonim. Leitzonim, it says in the Medrash at the beginning of Tehillim, Ashrei hu ish asher leholach ba'atzas rishoyim uvederach hatoyim leomod uvemoshav leitzim lo yoshev. Says the Medrash, who are the moshav leitzim? The plishtim. The plishtim are always joking around. Everything is a joke. Comedy. Like today, everything is a joke. Everything is comical. Plishtim are the jokers, the scoffers, the non-believers, the koifrim. Litzonis is the opposite of Yerushalayim. Litzonis is begematria Yerushalayim, because it's the opposite of Yerushalayim. Avimelech Melech Geror is also begematria Yerushalayim. Avimelech Melech Geror is begematria Litzonis. He is the epitome of Litzonis. Everything is a joke. That's the Pelishtim. Now what's Avram doing in the land of the Pelishtim? Avraham is the Rosh HaMa'aminim. Emuna is the opposite of Litzonis. Litzonis, you make a joke of even what you see with your eyes. Emuna, you believe even that which you do not see. Emunah and Litzonis are opposites. And Avraham, who is the greatest ma'amin that ever lived, v'hemin b'Hashem v'yachshaveh loyd tzedakah, Avraham, who passes all 10 nisyonis, including the Akedah, goes to Be'er Sheva, which is the city of the Pelishtim. V'yita eshel b've'er shova v'yikra shom b'shem Hashem keil oylem. Dafke in Be'er Sheva, the Torah repeats this. Because Avraham's avoida was to bring Emunah to the lowest, to the place of Litzonis. Avram's Avodah was to be mefarsim, to publicize Elokus, to publicize godliness, to publicize Emunah. Shar Hanun, Dafka, where there is no Emunah. Dafka in the land of the Pelishtim, Dafka in Be'er Sheva, in the world of seven, Avram is Mamshech Shmini. Vayera Elov Hashem, where Be'eloinei Mamre Dafka. So after the Akedah, despite the unbelievable level that Avram reaches, the Svarim tell us that one of the rayas we see that it didn't get to Avraham's head. You would think after the Akedah, Avraham would tell everyone, listen, no one reached the level I just did, and I'm much greater than you, and much greater than anyone. The Pasuk says, Vayoshev Avraham el Me'orav. He walks together with Eliezer and Yeshua. He's one of the boys. One of the boys. He should look at them and say, you know what I just did? Walk behind me. Vayoshav Avraham el Na'orav, Vayokumu Vayelchu Yachtov, together with them, with Yishmael, who's one of them. Avraham was such an honor, despite what he did, he's back to normal. And where does he go? Be'er Sheva. He doesn't go back to Chevron, he doesn't go to Yerushalayim, he's with Be'er Sheva. Vayeshav Avraham be'er Sheva. But Avraham wants to be Mamshech, Avraham wants to take that unbelievable level that he reached by the Akedah and bring it to Be'er Sheva. He doesn't have to bring it to Hebron. He doesn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's the makom of the Shar Hanun. Avraham brings this madrega of Shar Hanun, this madrega of Emunah, to Be'er Sheva Dafka. And what did the three malachim come to tell Avraham? The first one is the Mevaser. The first one is the one who tells him that Yitzchak is going to be born. That's Michoel. Michoel is the malach, as it says in Sefer Daniel, that's going to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael at the end of time, when there's going to be a Gevaldig Eiz Tzara, like an hour of time, Perek Yud Beis of Daniel. Bo Eiz Hahi Yamoid Michoel, as the Pasuk says, Michoel is going to be the Malach of Limud Zchus, who is going to be there at the end of time to be Melamed Zchus and Saniguri on Klal Yisrael. Gavriel is the Malach of removing the Ra. That's the Krisas Ha'orla. And Raphael is the Malach of Refuah, which, as we mentioned, the Refuah is the Shar Hanun. Avram is sick; he's lovesick for the Shar Hanun. Chaylas Ahava, Chayla Begematria Memtes. All three are part of Bris Mila. Bris Mila has three parts to it. There's the removal of the Orla, Krisas HaOrla. There's the Giloy HaAtara, the Priya, and then there's the Metzitza, which is for Refuah purposes. And all are part of Bris Mila. Mila, Priya, Metzitza, Begematria, Bris Mila. All three are necessary. The removal of the Ra, Krisas Ha'orla, removing the Resh from the Akrev. So we have Ekev, removing the Ra, and we have Kuf Beis, Begematria Emunah. Removing the Ra is the goal in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is a month that is a metaphor for this world. This world is the world of Mar Cheshvan. This is a world of Bull, Yerach Bull. The Pasuk refers to Mar Cheshvan as the month of Bull, as mentioned in the previous weeks. Bull is mabul, bull is decomposition, rotting, spoilage. Everything in this world rots and spoils. Nothing lasts. All taivas oilam haza are beis vav lamed, literally. Yerach bull. And a yid has to strive to remove himself from the taivas of Olam HaZeh. That's the remez in the part of the bris, which is the krisas ha'orda. That's Malach Gavriel's job. Destroying Sodom, removing the ra, preparing the world for ve'es ruach atuma avrim min ha'oretz. And then comes the revelation of the Malchus of Hashem. That's the priya, that's the atorah, gilui ha'atorah, which is keser. As we see in this week's parasha, Mashiach is revealed. Sodom is destroyed, light is taken out, benois loit, vataharena shnei benois loit me'avihem. The Malach says, himoleit al nafshecha, al tabit acharecha. Why? Why is loit being saved? Only for one reason, because in loit lies the spark of Mashiach. In mayav, Malchus beis David. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Malchus Beis David. We don't have the time to go into it now. I mentioned it in previous years that the Merida, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, was in Mar Cheshvan. Says Rabbi Mendel Rimanov, that's why Gezeiros against Klal Yisrael elections were usually in November, in this time in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Gezeiros. Even in Europe, the Yidden were taxed in Mar Cheshvan. So he says it's because the Merida against Malchus Beis David took place, the whole story with Yeravam Ben Nevat, where Yeravam and Klal Yisrael, they choose Yeravam over Rechavam, they choose the Shomron over Yerushalayim. Ben Yishai, they refer to David as Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai b'gematria Akrev, they don't even call him by his first name. And there, the Pasuk uses the expression Akrabim. There in Malachim it says that if you think you were whipped, this is what Rechavam says to the people who advise him that he should tax the Jews less. And he listens to the younger advisors, and he taxes them more. And as a result, they rebel, and they join Yeravam. And the words that he uses are Krabim. And this is in Mazel Akrev, in Mar Cheshvan. So the tikkun for Mar Cheshvan is to reveal Malchus Beis David. And Malchus Beis David is revealed in Parshas Vayera, the parsha that we always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, this Shabbos. The Pasuk says in Malachim that the Merida against Malchus Beis David was in Tezvav Mar Cheshvan. That's when Yeravam decided to push off Sukkos, the HaChodesh HaShabada Mi Liboy Oisi is Bull, Beis Vav Lamed, as it says in Malachim. So it was in Mar Cheshvan, Tezvav Mar Cheshvan, which is this Shabbos, that the Merida took place. Vayera, the Pasha that we're reading this week, talks to us about Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is Begamatria HaChodesh Mar Cheshvan. The goal is that we remove the Ra. We mentioned last week, Yerach Mar Cheshvan is Begamashviya Lahavir Gilulim in Ha'oretz. To remove the Gilulim, to remove the Ra, that's the Krisas Ha'orla, that's the first part of the Bris, the first Malach, these three Malachim, one comes to remove the Ra, to remove Sodom, the Yesruach Atuma Avim in Ha'oretz, then was Zeichet to the Besura Toiva, Eliyahu, the Mavasar Toiv. Two besuras in this week's parasha. The besura at the beginning of the parasha that Yitzchak is going to be born, and at the end that Rivka is going to be born. Yitzchak and Rivka together. The first Jewish couple, because Avram and Sarah were married, they weren't Jewish yet. The first two to be married as Jews is Yitzchak and Rivka. The besura toiva of Leidas Yitzchak and Leidas Rivka is in parashas Vayera, the parasha of the besura toiva. The besuras ha-geula. And the Malach of Refuah, who is the Malach of Hatzalah, according to Rashi, Refuah refers to Shar Hanun. That's the Refuah Shalema. The Refuah Shalema of Klal Yisrael will take place when Mashiach will come. That's what Refuah Shalema is, Begematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. Refuah is the eighth bracha of Shemina Esrei. The Gemara says, Refuah B'Shminis. Refuahenu is the bracha HaShminis, the eighth bracha. Mar Cheshvan is the eighth month. Mar Cheshvan is destined to be the month of Refuah, and that's why we always read about Refuah. The first time Refuah is mentioned in the Chumash is the Parshas Vayera. And the real Avram Avinu is the Neshama of Mashiach. Avram Avinu symbolizes Mashiach, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, who sits by the gate of Rome, tying and untying bandages. V'chad shari v'chad osir, as the Gemara says, that Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who asks him, when's he coming? Go ask him yourself. He's sitting by the gate of Rome. Over here too, V'hu Yoshev, Pesach Ha'ohel K'chaim Hayom. Avram is sitting by the entrance. Avram is waiting to be able to redeem Klal Yisrael. It's a metaphor. Avram is a metaphor to Mashiach, sitting by the gate, wanting to redeem Klal Yisrael, and he's sick. He's a choyla, and Hashem is being mevaka the choyla, and the Malach comes to heal Avram. That's when Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, he's no longer sick. In Golas, he's referred to as a chayla. when the Geula comes, then there's the Refuah Shleima. That's the eighth bracha, the bracha associated with the number eight, which is Refuah, means in the world of eight, in the world of Shemini, the world will experience Refuah. We see today, we live literally in a sick world. Everyone calls it that way. You hear that expression, that things are sick, and then everyone is sick. It doesn't mean literally everyone is sick, but today, Bechlau, we see, unfortunately, so many machlis, so much sickness, and the reason is because we're so close to the time of Refuah Shleima. Just like before the good, before the light, the darkness is nisgaber, so too, before the Refuah, there's a lot of chayla. Dafka Mar Cheshvan, this month, which was the month Yerach Bul Mazel Akrev, Dafka, this month is Zoicha to the Gilui by Yerah Elav Hashem, from the Akrev, from the Rab, Eloine Mamre, the Gematria Akrev, was Zoicha to Vayera, the Har Hashem Yeroeh. Dafka, where the greatest Hester, the greatest Hester upon him turns into the greatest Or. The exact spot where Avram thinks he's going to lose his son and the end of the demise of Klal Yisrael, from there sprouts the Yeshua. Mimeno Yivoshea. Dafka Mar Cheshvan, the Chodesh of Hester, becomes the month that the Yalkut says we will experience the Chinuch and the Binyan of Bayis HaShalishi, the third Bayis, the Bayis HaNitzchi. So the Avoida of Mar Cheshvan is these three Malachim. The Avoida of Mar Cheshvan is to remove the Ra, to remove the Ra from Akrev, Kris HaSa'orlo, that's what Gavriel's mission was, to be Zoicha to Refuah, which is Raphael's mission, to be Megalip, Malchus Beis David, which is why Light was saved, in order to reveal Malchus Beis David, which was rebelled against in Mar Cheshvan. And that Mar Cheshvan should be a Chodesh of Besura Toiva, a Chodesh of good tidings, a Chodesh in which we should hear good news, only deliver good news. And Bizaycha, of course, to the Shar Hanun. That's the letter, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that Mar Cheshvan was created with, is the letter Nun. 50. Shar Hanun. Nun She'orim. Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloine Mamri B'gematria Nun She'orim. That was the Matana to Avraham Avinu for his Bris Mila. The matana for the bris was to be zoicha to the Shar Hanun, which is the Akedah at the end of the parasha. We don't realize, we're living right now through the Akedah. This is the last Nesoyin. Our door, the last door of Golus, is going through what Avram went through by the Akedah. And if we would only follow and pay attention to the story of the Akedah and do what Avram did and stop asking so many questions and just do, despite that we don't understand, we have to remember, Bo Elikim, Nisa Es Avraham is now. And it might seem, as of what we see going on, just like Avraham thought that it looks like it's over, and that's it, he's going to be killing Yitzchak, and there's no future, there's no hope, and Dafka Mimena Yivoshea, the Beis HaMikdash will come, Dafka from Poras, Iran will be the ones that will bring us to Beis HaMikdash. Goy Gumogig will bring us to Beis HaMikdash. The Arabs, the Islamic terrorism will bring us to Beis HaMikdash. Dafka they will bring it. Through the Hester and through our Emunah and Tefillah and Betochen and these difficult times. And do what Hashem says, whether we understand it or not, Hesach Adas, that's how we'll be Mevatel the Akrev and be Zoichet to the Metziah, to Matzasi David Avdi, and of course to Bias HaMashiach, and to all the brachas that Hashem promises Avram Avinu Avihah, Ki Vorech Avarechecha, the Harba Arba Ezaracha, Ki Choycheve Hashamayim, Bi Nishbati Ne'um Hashem, Vayoyme Bi Nishbati Ne'um Hashem, is Begematria Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha, Misham Yikochecha, which is the Avtochas HaGeula. The Ramban writes in this parasha by the Akedah, that after the Akedah, Hashem promised Avram there will be a Geula no matter what, even if the Jews don't deserve it. Even if they're in the Shar Hanun of Tuma, they will be Zoicha to the Shar Hanun of Bina. Vayoyme Bina Shpati, Nu'um Hashem, is Begematria Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha, Misham Yikochecha, even from there, even Misham, even if the Yidin Hashem, in the klipos, in the greatest tumas, steeped in the tumah of Akrev, of Kfira and Minas, in the Shar Hanun of Tumah, the Geula will come. Bi nishbati ne'um Hashem is begematria mekabetz nitche amo Yisrael. Why? Because v'loi chasachto es bincha es yichidecha, because Avraham didn't hold Yitzchak back. And Avraham didn't think, and Avraham didn't ask any questions, and he served Hashem with total emuna, Shar Hanun, and that's because we will be able to endure, we'll be able to pass our tests in our time. In this time of Ekev, of Ikvus of the Mashiach, following in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, will be zeichet to Vayera, to his galus, to revelation. Akrev will become Iker Bayis, and will be zeichet to Umol Hashem Aleikecha Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha. HaKadosh Baruch himself will circumcise us. Yes, Ruach HaTumah Avim in Haaretz will be zeichet to the Gili of Malchus Beis David, and to Refuah Shalem, and of course all those who need a Refuah should be zeichet to a Refuah. Refuahis and Yeshuahis, and Hatzlachais and Parnasa, and the ultimate Vayera Elav Hashem, the Shah Hanun, the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu.